Get Certified Together program is created by TechnoCofe, your free online knowledge sharing website, based out in London.
So I can share the questions, and to be honest, I don't remember them as well because they are so diverse, they are so detailed that you can't remember them once you are out of the examination. So at that point of time, when you are completely in the examination environment, examination center, you are in that mood, only then you can understand the bits and details of those questions.
Need parts now? O'ReillyAuto.com offers in-store pickup, same-day home delivery, or next-day home shipping. Get more parts your way at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Get Certified Together series. This is episode number 51. I am recording today and I'm recording it just a couple of days after I cleared my CCSP examination. The whole point of this series was to get certified, have this nice certification from ISC2. We can show everyone that we are not only expert in cloud computing, we know about cloud architecture as well, but also we know how to secure the cloud. So that's the whole point of CCSP, and that's the whole point of this podcast, was to enable every one of us with this new resource, new power of securing the cloud as well. We learned it on this whole journey, and the point of whole journey was to get certified as well. So I myself have done it. I had taken exam on Tuesday, and today is Thursday. I'm recording it on 5th of December, so my examination was on 3rd. It was a nice experience, means of course I will be sharing all the details in next episode and today's episode as well. So I plan to like make two episodes, one of them about my preparation plan, because when we talk about like on the actual examination day, when you're planning for real examination, it's not about like just doing what we were doing for past 2 years, like going through each topic one by one and reading through it and seeing what's happening around the cloud and cloud security space. It's more about when you're really into that certification examination mood, you have to revise everything and you can't afford to go in the details of everything, because you don't want to waste your time in going into details. That's one bit which you are supposed to cover already in your pre-preparation or in your that long period of reading through and covering the whole syllabus. So just before the examination, of course, it's more about revising everything. So that's what I'm planning to do. I'll in this episode, I'll be sharing with like what I did as kind of like revising the whole thing, and what's my viewpoint is, and what my suggestion will be from my point of view, what helped me in securing and in revising everything. In the next episode, I'll be sharing the real examination day, what happened and what kind of preparation you need to do before the exam, on the exam venue, and of course while you are taking the examination, because that's the critical part. Now mind you, means this has been advised to me by a lot of other people who have taken the examination, that it's a nice exam, it's really hard, but it's not something which you can't crack. So you need to do your best, you need to get in details and keep your concepts clear, and you can clear it, you can pass the examination. But if you are like having confusion around, because questions are quite tricky in the way, I think better I cover that part in the next episode, because I don't want to jump straight away into the examination day and the kind of exam. Of course, I have signed NDA with the ISC too, so I can't share the questions. And to be honest, I don't remember them as well, because they are so diverse, they are so detailed that you can't remember them once you are out of the examination. So at that point of time, when you are completely in that examination environment, examination center, you are in that mood, only then you can understand the bits and details of those questions. Moment you pass to the next question, moment you submit that, you won't be able to recall them, because they are so diverse and they are so detailed that it's really not possible for any human brain, at least for me, it's not possible to remember any of the questions. So I can't tell them, I don't even remember them, what kind of questions were there. But what I know is, I still remember, or what I understood from my revision is, some of the topics were really covered and some of the topics were in the examination, like you have to really learn them, really practice them just before that 1 or 2 weeks of preparation, which I'm just going to tell you in this episode. So in this episode, I'll be covering my preparation plan before around 2 weeks. I started around 2 weeks in full examination mode. Before that, of course, I was busy in the podcasting, and of course I was reading and learning as I go. But just 2 weeks before the examination, I left everything apart and I was just concentrating on this examination. So in today's episode, I'll be only talking about that. So after this break, let's catch up and I will tell you guys about my preparation plan.
An O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card is the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person. Give the gift of convenience from O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, welcome back. So for this episode, like I mentioned, I'll be telling you guys what I did as part of preparation of this examination just 2 weeks back. So expectation is, till those 2 weeks, you must have finished all the syllabus. So what I'm telling you today is with expectation that you have done everything at least one time. So I'm not saying that what I'm saying is something you can do. You can start from today. Even if you are new to CCSP, you can start from today and in 2 weeks you can clear the examination. It won't work like that. Like, who are regular listeners, they know that I've been covering all the topics since more than a year now. So in a way, my preparation started way back. It started more than a year, and of course a lot of things change in between, and I was really busy. As I think people who are of my age and in my background, kind of like in the similar situation which I have, I'm having a young family and of course office day job as well, we won't get much time day in day out. So I was really trying to pull everything together, and whenever I used to get time, because of this podcast actually helped me, because I had to learn something first before I can describe and tell you guys in the audio format. So it helped me in a way, and that was kind of selfish thing for me, because the whole point of starting this podcast for me was at least to give myself some sort of aim, because I have to tell you guys something, so I have to read about that topic first. So that's how it started. So what I'm trying to say is, the whole CCSP examination covers a lot of topic. It's really detailed, and it's best like you also give yourself some time. If you are busy like me, then probably you need more than 6 months, or at least 6 months. If you are not busy and if you have spare time, if you are young, or if you are in that scenario where you can afford to take out some more time, more than me at least, then of course you need at least 3 months where you cover everything at least once. So that 3 months or that 6 months or that year, depending on your pace or depending on your current expertise as well. If you're new to cloud, of course you will take more time. So if you're new to cloud, these 3 or 6 months timelines won't work for you, because first you have to understand what is cloud. For me, or for anyone who is already in the cloud side of things, they at least know at least 20% of this whole CCSP syllabus they know, because CCSP actually start with domain one, which covers cloud computing basics and a lot of scenarios or a lot of information, which we already are aware when we are working in cloud side of thing. So if you're new to the cloud, then of course these timelines change. If you are into the cloud, depending on your expertise, maybe you need lesser time. If you are really expert in cloud side of things, then you might need slightly lesser time than other people. If you are in info security side, so people who are working in information security, they are new to the cloud. They have not worked on cloud before. They haven't worked on cloud security side of things before, but they are really into info security and they have good experience in info security side of things, like those managing or securing those legacy infrastructure. Similar logic applies for them as well. So they might be taking longer time than other people, because although they are expert in info security side of things, they are new to the cloud. So they have to first understand the cloud before putting those info security logics or info security rules onto the cloud side of things. So again, it all depends on what kind of experience you have and what kind of expertise you have, what kind of background you have, and what kind of time you are having in your day-to-day life, because that actually matters a lot. You have to take out some spare time to clear this exam or any examination, to be fair. So for this examination, what I did was, once everything is covered, remember in episode 50 when I said like, today we have covered and we have finished everything. So that's my kind of like end point, from where only thing which I have to do is I have to plan out my certification and I have to go in that examination final revision. So I booked that examination. I think I mentioned in maybe in episode 50 or 49, or in some episode I mentioned that I have like booked my examination and I'll be going for this examination in December. Now, as part of final week, what I did was I got hold of this book, which is CCSP for Dummies by Mr. Arthur J. Dean. What I like about this book is it's covering all the topics exactly how you will find in the CCSP official syllabus. So if you go to ISC2 official website, download CCSP syllabus, or if you refer any other source, the updated syllabus is having all the topics. Now, what I did was, in my podcast series, or even if I referred like other LinkedIn learning sessions, or if you see any other podcaster as well, what we tend to do is we tend to cover everything as per what is required for that examination or that topic. But we might not use the actual topic name. We might tweak it for easier understanding, or we might change to keep the essence same. So topic and everything around that, the whole concept will be covered in that video or in that episode. But the topic name might be slightly different. For example, I clearly recall risk management. It's covered extensively in domain 6 and domain, I think, 3 as well, around when we talk about this cloud platform security. So it's covered almost equally in the board topics. Officially, it comes as a subtopic or as a domain topic into the domain 6. Now, similarly, there are other topics as well, and especially CCSP examination or CCSP course is designed in that way that some of the topics, they start from domain 1, and as we progress into each domain, they are covered again and again, but with different requirement or with more extent of knowledge which is required to understand them. So one thing is like risk management, another thing maybe is around encryption. It's start way back in domain 1, but as we go along in data security, in application security, it gets covered in a different way and in a different manner. So something similar happened for other topics as well. This book, what it does is it covers every topic as it is as mentioned in the syllabus. So once you finish this book, you have like two advantages or two benefits you can get from that. One is, of course, you get to revise everything again. So that's, of course, it's a big ask if you are asking someone to revise whole CCSP in like a couple of weeks. This book really does that. It's written in simple manner. Of course, the name itself says that CCSP for Dummies. I've read it without any harsh way, like I'm not a dummy. I didn't think like that. So even you can refer it, even if you are expert in cloud security or info security, it's for everyone. So I really love this book, and because of this book, I revised everything. Second benefit which I got from this is the confidence which I got, because in my mind, I actually have covered all the syllabus, everything, all topics are covered, because like I mentioned, each topic is mentioned as it is from the syllabus. So even though it's not going in detail, even though it's like giving a brief overview of everything, but everything is what matters. So it's covering everything. It won't go in detail, but it's a good way to revise if you are in final lap or if you are like just 1 or 2 weeks away from your exam. Now, when I mention it give you confidence, it's a two-way sword now. Because if you are confident that you have covered everything for the whole CCSP, then you might have this overconfidence that you have covered everything and you're ready for the examination. It's not like that. So this book, like I mentioned, it's only for beginners, or it's covering everything from the brief overview kind of thing. You really need to understand and you really need to get hold of each concept in detail as well. You won't get time to do everything. That's something which you have to do before your final 2 weeks or 3 weeks, whatever time period you decide on. So going into detail and reading through each topic is something which you have covered like that 6 month or year preparation. What you have to do as part of this final lap is revise each concept by solving the questions. What I did is, after every domain I covered using this CCSP for Dummies, so it for each domain it took me like 2 to 3 days, which is of course not a big amount, because if you have covered everything in that year long preparation, it won't take much time to revise everything in a simple way. This book is written like that. So each domain I read in like 2 to 3 days, and then I spent whole one day in solving questions around that domain. Now what was my source of those questions? That's another book, which is by ISC2. So that's official practice test from ISC2 for CCSP. It's written by Mr. Ben Melisau. I think I mentioned this book in one of the other episodes as well. But this is the book which I refer for solving or getting idea of the examination or the questions around the examination. I will tell you later why it helped me and why going with ISC2 official book actually was better decision compared to going to some other sources or going for some, we call it dump in some like unofficial circuit that to solve an examination, you need to get exam dump, which is like questions of the examination. You won't get for CCSP anywhere. So I'll explain that part probably in the next episode, why, what kind of information or what kind of questions you can expect and why you shouldn't trust any other source. Only trust this ISC2 official practice test. So back to the topic, what I did was after covering each domain, I sat down for a whole one day and I solved questions around that domain. So this practice test book, it covered around 100, 120, 140, depending on the weightage of the topic or the domain. It covered questions for that domain. So reading the domain from CCSP for Dummies, solving questions from the official practice test. Now you see the difference. CCSP for Dummies is really basic level. Official practice test, of course, cover lot more information, of course, have lot of different diverse kind of questions, and some of them are, you won't actually be reading about them in the CCSP for Dummies. So what you will do is you will either read the answers about them if you get them wrong, or you will research about them on the Google. So what you're doing is you are revising everything from easy source, solving the questions. If you're not able to solve the questions, you are going reading about those topics in detail. It helped me saving time on going for each topic and reading each topic in detail. It only allow me to read about a particular topic which I'm not able to solve. Go and research about that. So it helped it saved a lot of time for me, because only thing which I was doing was researching and reading in detail about those topics which I am not able to solve the questions about. So that's the whole point. Going through the syllabus, read about everything, and revise or go in detail of only those topics which you can't understand, or the questions around which you can't solve. So that actually helped me in in revising everything, and that helped me in giving this confidence that not only I know everything about the course, not only I have covered everything about the course, but I am also able to solve the questions around that. So these two books I referred finished all the domains from CCSP for Dummies. After each domain, I solved the questions from official practice test. That's around one, it took me around 1.5 weeks to do everything around that. Once that is over, of course, I still had around 3 to 4 days. So last 2 days, I only kept for practicing the examination or getting hold of from wherever I can, the kind of questions or at least kind of environment where I have to, because this official practice test is a book. It still won't give you that look and feel of solving the examination on your computer screen. So I try to go for those online sources where you can have some kind of sample examination or some kind of sample test environment where you can actually click and solve the questions, and of course they will give you answer as well. Before that, what I did for 2 days, rereading another book from ISC2, which is Official Study Guide. So Official Study Guide is something which I referred for my whole series as well. So this whole podcast series which I've created, I refer this book as one of my sources. Of course, I referred other material as well. But this was kind of my primary source of information, because this is again written by ISC2. It's their official book for CCSP. It's written again by Mr. Ben Melisso. So a lot of questions which are covered in official practice test, they come from this book, because writer, author of both is same. What I did for 2 days is reading this book as if I am reading a blog or as if I am reading a story. So I again didn't go in detail. I only try to read or spend some time on those topics about which I know that I have answered wrongly in my official practice test during that time. So I spent some time on those topics which I was answering wrong. Other than that, I was just having a thorough reading without spending too much time. Because of course, in 2 days, you have to finish the whole book. What did help me is it gave me another set of revision for the CCSP. So CCSP for Dummies, official practice test, and final 2 days, official study guide. So I read this book again. It was easy for me to reading this book because I was already referring it. If you haven't bought it, if you are referring some other source, then spend 2 to 3 days or a week in reading that source. So what I did was I had this final 2 or 3 days re-revision, which is my third revision of the CCSP using the book, which I'm already using it. I'm already reading it before in my that year long or 6 months or long preparation. Because I know where those topics are covered, because I know everything about that book, it was quite easy for me. So last I want you guys is to, because I'm saying that I refer this book, last I want is you guys just throw away your study material and go for this book. For 2 or 3 days, read whichever book you are reading as part of your longer duration preparation. Because you already know about that book, you have already read it a couple of times, you know each topic, how it's covered in, every book have a different way, every author have a different way to cover each topic. So because I referred like 2 to 3 materials for this podcast, I know that it's way different, and sometimes it's really hard how to read or refer different sources and tell you guys in a fourth or fifth way. So it was really hard for me, and of course it will be hard for you as well if you try to get a new book or try to start referring a new book just because I told you. So final 2 to 3 days, read whichever book you are referring as part of your longer duration or as part of your initial preparation of CCSP. So now we are left with 2 to 3 days. For me, it was, I left with 2 days. Maybe for you, if you start like 3 or 4 weeks in advance, you might have longer period as well. For those final 2 to 3 days, just before the examination, like I told you, I try to get hold of as many official or unofficial websites from wherever I can get like look and feel of the examination. So I referred a couple of websites. I'll be putting all this information in the show notes as well, so don't bother about like writing it down now there and then itself. You will get in the description as well. So I'll mention the website names in the show notes as well, so you can refer that. But I got hold of two websites which I referred, and I read about them in the official ISC 2 CCSP study group as well. So some people who have like recently passed the examination, they have mentioned those websites. So I also try to get them. Both of them are paid. So last thing I want you guys is to spend more money, because anyhow, CCSP exam is really expensive. Then you have to buy all these books as well. I did nice thing. What I did was I bought it from someone who have recently cleared the examination. And I got hold of him on from Facebook Marketplace and bought all these books as a second hand. So some of them maybe are older edition, but nice thing about CCSP is not much is changed in past 3 to 4 years. So what I'm trying to say is we already are spending on this certification a lot. So I don't want you guys to spend more into buying some examination or buying some practice test. So anyhow, I will be referring the links in the show notes, but it's completely your choice if you want to buy those examination or test, or if you just want to refer the books. And just to be honest here, I actually bought from one of the website the practice examination. Only reason why I got them was the duration which I mentioned, like 2 to 3 days, that actually was lesser for me. So by the time I finished my whole books and everything, I was just left with 1 day. And of course, I was kind of like in this slightly panic mode that I don't have enough time to refer the examination, or I didn't get any chance to have that look and feel anywhere. So I tried to do from those free websites. They provide like this free trial or something, or just a limited set of questions. My official company portal have tie up with Udemy, so I try to find something on Udemy. I only get hold of one of the course which have this practice test. So that's another source, means you can get from Udemy as well some practice test. Although all the comments, if you see the comment section of those practice examination or practice tests on Udemy, they clearly say that these are really easy compared to what you get in the examination. And I now understand why they were saying it, because I also completely agree with them. Even the examination which I bought, and that's why I mentioned that why going with official practice test is a better decision than paying money to those guys, because they really give you that this nice portal where you can select and you get all those options, and you also get some detailed explanation as well. Only problem with them is, first of all, of course, no one can give you official questions. So ISC2 will bring that side down if someone is doing that. Even I cannot give you that, even though I have taken the exam, even though I don't recall anything. But even if I recall something, I can give you like this question will come in the examination, or at least I got this question in the examination. So that's completely out of bound. Reason I didn't like those websites or paying for those websites was, even the standard or even the level of questions was way easy than what I got in the exam. So even if you buy them, it's your choice. Even if you try to solve them, it's your choice, because of course they will help you in getting that look and feel, and of course revising the topics again. Some of them are really nice questions. So it's not like they all are really easy and straightforward. Some of them are tricky as well. Of course they help you in covering almost all the topics, but don't expect that those questions will come in the exam, or anything related to those questions will also come in the exam, because they are completely different. In exam, you will have really tricky scenario based question. So for example, for DLP, if something comes around data loss prevention, it's not like where you want to put your DLP solution, which some of those examination or some of those practice tests which I took, they were really questions like where you want to put your IDS, what you will suggest to someone who whether you should go for network based or host based IDS. It's not like that. In exam, it's proper scenario, like you are from this organization, this is the scenario, this is what you want to cover, and this is what your customer expectation is, what solution you will recommend. And answers are really close to each other. So it's every option you've read, it's not applicable for all of the questions. Some of them like pretty straightforward, you know that one of them is right. But some of the questions will have almost all options correct, and you have to choose the best one. And that's where I will finally come into my statement which I mentioned earlier, why getting official practice test book is a better decision than going for those or paying for those. Kind of questions covered in this book are way closer than what you will expect in the real exam compared to what you will get on those official online practice tests. Of course, it's written by ASC2, so you can expect at least this from them. They will give you that look and feel in terms of questionnaire. So it's still in the book format, but at least the questions in the practice exam, which they have in this book, will be slightly closer what you will expect in the examination. So you can have a nice idea about the kind of questions you can expect. And that's the whole crux of preparing for this exam on the last couple of weeks or maybe last 3-4 days and solving all those question papers, because what you really want to do is you want to train your brain to expect or behave in a certain way. So you, when you have a question, you immediately start thinking of what's been asked here and how you want to solve it, what kind of answer should be fitting best in that particular scenario. So like I mentioned, I clearly recall in one of the question in practice book, not in the exam, but in the practice book, there was couple of questions where I was pretty sure that answer is something, it was talking about like what kind of, based on a scenario, what kind of deployment model you want to suggest. And I was pretty sure that it should be a case of hybrid type of model, but answer was saying like private. And in one of the question, it was actually not mentioning what kind of deployment model or service model you suggest, but in the answer, in the options, I had like two options which are pointing to service model. So one was, should we go for infra as a service or platform as a service? And then there was another two option which is saying like, do you want to go for private cloud or hybrid cloud? So it's a completely different mix, right? If you go for hybrid, still you can have infra as a service or platform as a service. So both are completely different terms. Both are completely different technologies or different concepts altogether. One is talking about deployment, one is talking about services. Yet in the option, you have to choose somehow the best one which fit that scenario. And that's how most of the questions will come in the examination. So all I want to say is, make sure that your concepts are correct. Make sure you read the question properly, because even during that practice examination phase, when I was solving all these questions on my notebook or on the book or from the online portals, I was making a lot of mistakes where I was just missing somewhere it written like not or somewhere written like except. And I was answering based on my immediate instinct. Okay, this is talking about that service. Just tick the answer. And later I realized that question was actually asking something really opposite. So you need to really make sure that you're reading the questions properly, understand the whole scenario, and then answer it. So again, I will cover everything around the examination, and timing plays a big role as well during the examination, because the time is 3 hours and you have to solve 125 questions. So how I manage my time, what I did during the examination, or what kind of preparation I did on the morning day of that examination, I will talk about that in the episode 2, because this is already like 30 minutes over. So I don't want to take more time. All I want to share from this episode is the kind of things which I did for 2 or 3 weeks after my whole syllabus was over, what books I read or what books I reread, and what kind of questions and what kind of portals I referred to get to understand more about the examination. ISC Square or ISC 2 have its own CCSP study group as well. I was member of that. I am still member of that. I was not following that as extensively during the initial phase, but for final 1 week, I was also following that. Like if someone have given their examination in past 3 weeks or past 1 month, because remember from August, the syllabus is still same, but format is changed slightly. So topics are still same, but they have reduced the number of questions and changed the timing as well. So from August onwards, there is slight difference from the previous examination. So anyone who claimed like they did it 6 months or 8 months back is not relevant now. What I was really looking from that study group is someone who did it pretty recently and what kind of books or what kind of information study material they referred. So again, I got a lot of information from that study group, but what I did was I didn't get overwhelmed about that information. I only kept referring what I was reading till that time. So like I mentioned, the books which I was referring since day zero, when I started this whole preparation and when I started this podcast as well, I kept referring same documents, same books till the very end. Only thing I switched is I referred online for some practice exam or some question papers. That's it. I didn't change my course material. And that's what I recommend to you guys as well. Don't bother about something new, something else. If you already is referring a nice book and you know that all the concepts are covered in that book, just keep using that, keep referring that. Of course, you can have like thorough reading from the CCSP for Dummies or some other online portals or something. You can maybe on your walk, or maybe if you have like LinkedIn Learning free premium, then you can have those nice session from CCSP, people who are teaching about CCSP. So whatever information you can get, you have a lot of information. Just make sure that new stuff, if you're planning examination in like another 2 or 3 months, just make sure you don't get overwhelmed, or you know, don't get like capturing or don't getting hold of new information or new stuff. Keep referring to your existing study material as kind of like a baseline, and whatever you are doing on top of that is just additional bit which you are doing for your own confidence and own good. But if you are already reading a good nice book, just stick to that. Don't get bothered about if someone or some influencer or some podcast, or like I said that I refer these books. If you are already doing something good from your side, then keep referring that only. All right.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Save big this holiday season, all in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That's it for today's episode. Now, what I'm not doing in today's episode, which is slightly different and may sound annoying for you guys as well, I'm not editing it post-recording because I really want to share with you guys like actual raw information, and I don't want to delay it, so I might forget something, or I might like I was thinking about all this information for past couple of days after the examination, that what should I share with you guys, and I don't want to leave that for longer because I want to share that right away. So I'm not investing my time in post editing of this audio, so you may see like you may hear like those random words, or you may hear it's not that cleaner in a way. But the whole point is I want to share this information as early as possible, so before going to Christmas break, you guys can plan out how you want to do, or you want to take the CCSP examination next year. So like I mentioned, I'll be recording episode 2 as well, specifically for what I did on the day of examination and how I planned everything. That won't be that much longer, of course, because it won't cover so many things, but it should be worth listening as well. Post this whole series, because it will be episode 52 by then, I am already started planning on what should be coming next. So like I mentioned before, something related to AI, because I am planning to take Azure AI as one of the things. Cloud plus AI, I think it's a deadly combination if you have security, cloud, and bit of AI as well. So I will be going to that, but this series will not be only confined to Azure AI or cloud only or AI only. I will be also calling it like regular guest. I have already lined up my first guest who will be coming specifically from the security point of view. We'll be having some nice discussions around breach which is happening. So we can, if I give you some idea, we hear a lot about like some security attacks or some cyber attacks happening for big organization, even because of this whole war and political situation. We also hear about like those nation states causing cyber crimes or having this cyber attacks, cyber warfare. We will be discussing about that. I'll be calling it experts from the field, and together we'll be having this nice short session around different breaches which happened in maybe past couple of weeks or couple of months, and we see from their point of view like what their recommendation is around everything, like why it happened, what kind of fixes should be applied, what how it could have been avoided. So all those scenarios, like those real life events, will be covered there. So it will be interesting. I mean, that's the whole idea, and hopefully we'll be starting that somewhere around January. So you have time, you enjoy your holidays, keep listening to this podcast, and if you are already well into CCSP, then I'm sure you guys can do it. If you are still starting this journey, still you can do it. It might take some time, you might have to learn all the concepts from basic. So that's it. It's enough for today, and goodbye and good luck.
Thank you for listening to Get Certified Together. If you loved our content, then please like and subscribe from your favorite podcast platform so you don't miss the notification for our next episodes and announcements.